Children's suicide-related emergency visits spiked by 74% in U.S. Mega Doctor News by Ann and Robert H. Lurie, Children's Hospital of Chicago. Newswise, emergency visits by children with suicide-related crises increased by 74%, according to a study representing over 5 million emergency department, ED, visits for mental health concerns by U.S. children from 2016 to 2022. About half of suicide-related ED visits, and half of all children's mental health ED visits, occurred in hospitals with lower pediatric volume, under 10,000 annually. These EDs often are not prepared to care for children with acute mental health needs. The study was published in Annals of Emergency Medicine. A child experiencing a mental health crisis may arrive at any emergency department. Our findings underscore the need to equip every ED, not only large pediatric centers, with tools and resources to provide evidence-based mental health care, said lead author Audrey Brewer, MD, MPH, a pediatrician and researcher at Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago, and assistant professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Strengthening mental and behavioral health capacity across all emergency care settings is essential to ensuring children receive timely, effective, and equitable care. She stressed that all EDs need additional training and access to pediatric mental health professionals, either on-site or via telehealth, as well as linkage to follow-up care. Every ED also needs to offer universal suicide screening for children, and if there are concerns, families should be provided with a clear plan to help keep their child safe at home. Dr. Brewer and colleagues analyzed ED visits among children aged 5 to 17 years with a primary mental health diagnosis, using the Nationwide Emergency Department Sample Database. Highlights of the findings: pediatric mental health-related ED visits increased by 24% during the study period. The most frequent mental health diagnosis groups were suicide or self-injury, 24%, and depressive disorders, 23%. Indigenous children were more likely to come to EDs with lower pediatric volume. Youth with substance use concerns were seen more often at lower pediatric volume EDs. At EDs with the lowest pediatric volume, close to 30% of children seen for mental health conditions were transferred to other hospitals to receive definitive care. Transfer to another hospital for pediatric mental health care often means a prolonged wait in the ED, sometimes lasting days, increasing the burden on children and their families, said senior author Jennifer Hoffman, MD, MS, pediatric emergency medicine physician and researcher at Lurie Children's and assistant professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Toolkits are readily available to help EDs care for children with mental health needs, especially while kids wait for a transfer to another facility. Dr. Hoffman referred to the New England Regional Behavioral Health Toolkit, as well as the National Pediatric Readiness Project that EDs across the country can join to improve the care they provide children, including youth with mental and behavioral health conditions. To improve care, ED-based mental health interventions need to be developed and tested for children of color, since many have not been studied in diverse populations, added Dr. Brewer. Delivering culturally responsive evidence-based interventions for children in the community and outpatient primary care settings can help to potentially lessen ED reliance for mental health care and may help reduce disparities in youth mental health outcomes. Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago is a nonprofit organization committed to providing access to exceptional care for every child. It is the only independent, research-driven children's hospital in Illinois and one of less than 35 nationally. This is where the top doctors go to train, practice pediatric medicine, teach, advocate, research, and stay up to date on the latest treatments. Exclusively focused on children, all Lurie Children's resources are devoted to serving their needs. Research at Lurie Children's is conducted through Stanley Mann Children's Research Institute, which is focused on improving child health, transforming pediatric medicine, and ensuring healthier futures through the relentless pursuit of knowledge. Lurie Children's is the pediatric training ground for Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. It is ranked as one of the nation's top children's hospitals by U.S. News & World Report. Emergency medicine-focused research at Lurie Children's is conducted through the Granger Research Program in Pediatric Emergency Medicine.